This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Saturday, June 15th is where it started. Fargo to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Stavanger, where we got to Sunday evening. And then hopped on our bus early on Monday, and off we were to see the sights. Viking villages. They call them Viking villages here, actually. Yeah. Viking. Spell that for me, would you, Todd? Viking?
W-I-K-I-N-G.
Exactly right. Lincoln. Yes, exactly. And the oil museums. We want to see Pulpit Rock and an awesome ferry. It was a great time. Stavanger to Haugesund to Aldersvang. If you ever come to Norway, make sure you check out the incredible Aldersvang Hotel. It's so unreal. It's in Loftus, Norway. Amazing place. That's Norway's largest fruit district. Then we were in Eidsfjord. We were to the old Viking burial grounds. Yeah. You heard of those, haven't you? The Viking burying grounds. To as I mentioned, Aldersvang, which is great fun as well, and the Eidsfjord Nature Center, which is a really neat stop. We were in Voss in Stalheim. Stalheim's a lot of really amazing things. Church from 1277 that's there. There's bunkers from World War II. There's waterfalls. It's, you know, pretty extraordinary. Stalheim, there's a ton of World War II history. It's really neat. They have a shoe factory down in Ireland. We saw that. Unreal as well. Unreal, I'm not saying it exactly right. And the smallest Stav church in Norway, Myrdal on the Flam Railroad, was kind of fun. The Stalheim Hotel again that night. Then back to Bergen after a little ferry ride in the Western Norwegian Immigration Center and a great dinner with Steiner and Helen Vognes, who are wonderful folks to come to the U.S. once in a while, put on a great fish farm, and traveling along the fjords, having a great time. Bergen, a couple of days there, stayed at the, I think they call it the Opus Hotel, the Edvard Grieg Heritage Hotel, very nice. But they have a fish market there, they have a trip, a little cable car you can take up to, it's like Mount Floyen, way up the guide. So then it was up north to the Lofoten Islands and the land of the midnight sun, and Kvalavog, and Tenavol, and Tromso, and Nordkap, which is actually the furthest northern point in the world. Nordkap is, you're looking out over the, you know, Norwegian Ocean, which is basically the Atlantic Ocean, the very tip. It is, you can't, you know, not the end of the world, but you can see it from there, kind of deal. And Hannesvang is there. So you get the idea here? Hammerfest, Alta, Nordsposten, back to Tromsø, back on a plane to Oslo, and then we sent the majority of our crew back to the USA yesterday morning, as a matter of fact, and then we came up for a visit to see some family members. So that's if you know Norway, you know that was one breathtaking tour. Like you can't believe. Unbelievable. So anyway, Senator Kevin Cramer is going to join us in this first hour today for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We switched that around a little bit from Friday, where he was at the Grand Forks Air Force Base for a momentous event there. And we didn't get a chance to get him on the program. The program went longer than they thought, so we moved that to today. So we're going to do that in the first hour. Next hour, Lynn Helms will be here, and then we have a little bit of open floor and time to talk about whatever you like. But it's been fun to be able to do the show from Norway, bring you back a little bit of that trip. It's just been pretty phenomenal, really, an amazing time. So lots of pictures on Facebook, and check those all out. And I have some comments next hour just about the Norwegian way of life. There's definitely some things we could learn from a little bit of our heritage, but we'll do that later in the program. Right now, Senator Kevin Cramer joins us for your calls, your questions, your comments. You can text myself at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can call.
You can try to text me, but I won't get it.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Todd's without text today. So just text me. It's one less number to remember, 701-367-2054. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. Hello, Kevin, how are you?
Well, I'm excellent, Scott. Thanks. I'm envious thinking about that Norwegian lifestyle you guys are living over there. But I have to tell you, when Chris and Abel and I were there a couple of years ago with Chris's mom and sister, one of the things I loved about Norway, and there's many things to love about Norway, but of course there's a bakery around every corner, and in every yes. little town especially, stop, right, get a baked item and a cup of coffee. But here's what drove me crazy as a hard-charging, you know, all sun up till sundown American, is that the coffee shops are like closed by mid-afternoon. Much of the retail is closed by mid-afternoon. And, of course, the lifestyle is that they don't work themselves to death. But for us Americans who want a cup of coffee, like at midnight, there wasn't one available. And anyway, it's a very different lifestyle, and it's pretty marvelous.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, you know, I'm looking forward to just spending a little time kind of giving a little download on you know, my thoughts just being here. But it certainly is. As you can see, a lot of the good things in the good people of our part of the United States have come from this country, you know, and others like it. It really is. They raise a good stock of people. They really do. So it's that part's
sure.
certainly very good. Well, a lot to cover with you. I wanted to start just a little bit on the Grand Forks Air Force Base because it's kind of a big deal and we don't hear about it a lot. What exactly happened at the Air Force Base on Friday?
Well, it's sort of funny. There were really two celebrations, Scott, and I was just really, really honored to be there and just to be present really in the room with hundreds of our airmen and leadership from the Air Force. And so there were two celebrations. One was, you know, pretty traditional. Every couple of years, of course, there's a change of command. So, you know, the commander of the base, they generally are two-year stints. They're in this case, Ben Spencer, Colonel Ben Spencer. It's his last day. He hands the baton over, not quite literally, but almost literally. The flag basically gets handed over to the next commander, in this case, another colonel that comes in for the first time and takes over. Well, that's all well and good, and that's cool in and of itself. And you get to celebrate, you know, the 2 years of accomplishment under Colonel Spencer. Well, then Colonel Pringle, who's taking over for him, you know, he's just new to the job, although not new to UAV, by the way. And we can certainly talk more about that. We're entering this next 2 years with a real top-end pro on unmanned systems, which makes obvious sense. But the bigger issue, really, was the redesignation of the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And this was an announcement that was made back in May by Secretary Wilson, Heather Wilson, the former Secretary of the Air Force, who was Secretary at the time. And they changed the designation from the 319th Air Base Wing. Now, that, you know, what's an air base wing? People kind of wonder, well, an air base wing is a wing of an air base that's a wing of the United States Air Force. But they redesignated it effectively on Friday. It's the 319th Reconnaissance Wing. In other words, now it's got a very specific name, a very specific mission. It aligns with the Air Force Base's host wing, which is in the 69th Reconnaissance Group, which is currently, you know, up until then operating the RQ-4 Global Hawk, still does, of course. But now we're the wing. Now Grand Force is the reconnaissance wing that has the flying mission of the RQ-4 Global Hawk, the Global Hawk mission. It's the headquarters of the Global Hawk mission. So everything's aligned now under this reconnaissance wing, and the unit was activated, and it's very, very cool. Just for those that may not know all that, it's another version of the swamp. Even the Department of Defense has plenty of bureaucracy and tradition, and a lot of it's rich, and some of it maybe needs to be modernized, and we're going to work on that through our Defense Authorization Act that we passed the other day. But the designation of the 319th as a reconnaissance wing, and then, of course, the consolidation of, here's what really gets down to it, Scott, the chain of command, okay? So the Global Hawk at Grand Forks, in that chain of command, that, what it really does is it demonstrates a major investment by the Air Force in the mission of the Global Hawk, and, of course, aligning it with the community of Grand Forks. So the 319th now is responsible for increasingly vital unmanned aerial system reconnaissance missions. And it's a real vote of confidence in Grand Forks Air Force Base and the community, of course, that supports the operation. So it's a streamlining of the reporting channels and just an elevation of the importance, the recognized importance of Grand Forks. So it was all good news. It was a big day and properly and appropriately covered by the Grand Forks media.
Texter says, would you tell Senator Kramer an airbase wing means they have no aircraft. They don't have a flying mission. Is that accurate?
Well, well, it kind of does. So, and this is why parsing the words is important. They might have an aircraft or two there, but they're not a flying mission. This aligns the flying mission with the chain of command. And so they may not have they probably won't have a lot of personnel. You're not going to start seeing fighter jets over Grand Forks, anything like that, or big bombers or tankers over Grand Forks. But yes, that's technically accurate. But the reason I sort of gloss over it is because to a lot of people, it's sort of a, just sort of a nebulous understanding, whereas this is very specific. And that's what I mean by it gives the mission purpose by aligning the leadership, if you will, of the Global Hawk mission along with, of course, the reconnaissance wing. Reconnaissance being, intelligence, surveillance, that whole reconnaissance thing that UAV...
Well, in today's world, with the threats we face, wow, talk about a relevant mission. That is in a strengthening position for the aerospace assets, for sure. More with Senator.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Norway, home of the trolls, and I'm heading back to the USA, back on the 4th of July, actually, and back in studio on Friday on the program, so looking forward to that. We're brought to you by the Energy of North Dakota. You can find out about the Energy of North Dakota, everything they're doing right now, but I'll just tell you this. You know, when you talk about the incredible amount of opportunity that is there, the incredible input and impact that comes from this industry to the communities, allowing them to do more things to build a quality of life, all coming together that ultimately is leading to, you know, what is, this incredible supply of oil where we no longer need it from other countries. It's all amazing. Check it out at energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com, and get on your calendars. Cookfest coming up next month. Always great fun. Looking forward to those again. We'll talk with Lynn a little bit about that next hour. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the weekly talk radio town hall. Just finish this point on the Air Force base, and then we can move on to some other things that are happening. But to me, if you look at what is happening at the Hooligans mission, it's not F-16s, okay? But it is very integral work towards the Predator and what it's doing around the country. Top secret work. Right. Global Hawk at Grand Forks Air Force Base, right? And Minot now with the nuclear triad that it has, and also the mission that they have with all the missiles. Are we not as well positioned with North Dakota assets helping this war on terror than we've ever been?
I totally agree, Scott. I think we're positioned for the war fighting at the times in the future. The Grand Force now having a formal designation for flying mission, to the texter's earlier point, the redesignation and the streamlining of the reporting channels, aligning the reconnaissance group directly under the host wing, which now is at Grand Force. This is all significant for Grand Forks as it relates to the flying. By the way, I might also add that there's always the talk of the Arctic mission. And if you look at our current adversaries and the type of aircraft we have, the Global Hawk being aircraft that can fly over 30 hours, the Arctic mission, I got some specific language in the National Defense Authorization Act that we passed last Thursday, specific to a reporting by the Air Force on the northern tier bases, including Grand Forks and Minot and Fargo National Guard, as it relates to the future of the Arctic mission. You are right on point. And I would add to that, so you talked about Global Hawk and Grand Forks, you talked about the Predator in Fargo, and I talked about the ICBMs, the Minuteman missiles, and the B-52 bombers in Minot. Just imagine what's going on in Iran. They shot down an RQ-4. Block 40 Global Hawk, right? And it wasn't one of ours being Grand Forces, but it was nonetheless the same aircraft. Four B-52 bombers headed to Iran recently in response to their more aggressive stands. Obviously, we have weapon systems and expertise. And by the way, let's add academic and cultural as well as intellectual assets at the University of North Dakota. And it was interesting the other morning as Chris and I woke up Friday morning in Grand Forks, and before we headed out to the base for the ceremony, the University of North Dakota Aerospace Board was meeting in the hotel, so I was able to say hi to a number of those folks. And one of the things, of course, we got in Friday's or Thursday's National Defense Authorization Act was the designation of a space force. And North Dakota has the Cavalier Space Station, which is a radar station that's owned and operated by the Air Force that monitors space junk, if you will, and incoming space systems in over the Arctic. So we've just got a lot of the assets, Scott, that are important to both the history, but also the future. More importantly, the future of war fighting.
Texter says, what you are forgetting is that Senator Conrad and Dorgan were the ones to get Grand Forks taken off the closure list. I'm not sure that you're making this a partisan issue, but this person is. There was a time when there was obviously flying missions and missiles, right, at Grand Forks as well as Minot, and there was battles and fights to keep Grand Forks off the closures list, for sure. But really, we were kind of dying a slow death. Well, I mean, look, Grand Force for 18 years, and it was just sad to see the numbers be depleted and the missions be depleted, and it was just a slow bleed is what I would call it. I mean, that's completely reversed itself now, hasn't it?
Well, a couple of things I would say about that. You're exactly right, Scott. You were there through the tough years. hey, I came into Congress, what, 6.5 years ago, and it was tough already for Grand Forks. It was uncertain. They didn't have, again, back to the first texter's point, they did not have a flying mission. What happened the other day on Friday was the most significant thing to happen to Grand Forks Air Force Base in 25 years. Now, I go back to since, you know, Commander Spencer, Colonel Spencer, and prior to him, of course, Commander Rod Lewis, who's now a general working in the Pentagon. These guys saw that vision. The Air Force saw the vision. John Holden, frankly, saw the vision of the importance of unmanned systems to our culture. And Grand Forks was a pretty, you know, I don't, you know, it was always important. I just don't think it was very well understood how important it was. But it was, you know, it was sort of tense for a long time when I first got into Congress. And the new designation, the advent of UAS, the promotion of it, not supposed to be advent, but the promotion of it, the extended use lease at the base for, you know, again, I give Senator Holman and particularly in Governor Dalrymple, a lot of credit for fostering that and shepherding that. And I was honored to be able to be part of it in the House as we worked through that system, that process with the Pentagon. These are the things that are making Grand Forks, not just facing Grand Forks, keeping it off of a list, but making it not just relevant, but dynamic again. And I think the speech the other day, by the general that was there, the head of the 25th Air Force, that oversaw the ceremonies, she made it abundantly clear in some of her own words, and I would encourage people to go back and read the transcript of her words about the importance, future importance of this base, and future is always important. So, no, we lost the bombers, and we lost the missiles, we lost the tankers, and, you know, the big flying missions at Grand Forks. It was, you know, it was a slow death. Maybe not even all that slow, quite honestly, Scott. They're hanging on. But I also want to really stress the importance of the Chamber of Commerce, the Military Affairs Committee, the BRIC Committee, the leadership in Grand Forks, the community itself, just for its embracing of that base and the people in that of that base. Not every place is as welcoming to the military as North Dakota is. And not every community has worked as hard at it as Grand Forks has. And military bases don't exist for the benefit of the local community. But how the local community embraces that is a tremendous tribute to the community and its tremendous contribution to the defense of our country and the freedom around the world. So I think that local leadership in Grand Forks deserves a lot of credit, including Mayor Brown.
All right, great recap on that momentous event. And, you know, it just didn't get a lot of media attention. So, you know, I think that's important for folks to realize what's here. We can't thank those patriots enough. It is really very, very important in our overall national defense what they're doing. And I'm glad it gets the recognition it does from Senator Kramer and Senator Hovind and Congressman Armstrong as well. It's darn important, and it's a constant battle because every other district wants it. More with Senator Kramer. Your call's next, 258-0550. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Hong Kong storming the legislature there today, marking the anniversary of the return to Chinese rule. They used a metal cart, poles, and pieces of scaffolding to repeatedly slam into the building's reinforced glass, which finally broke. The demonstrations continuing to protest a proposed law that would allow people accused of crimes in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China to be tried.
After saying last week it would do so, Iran is confirming it's breached its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it had reached with the United States and other major powers. The Islamic Republic's foreign minister making the announcement today in defiance of a warning from European nations that also signed that agreement that President Trump has since pulled the U.S. out of. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On what's on your mind. It's funny because every segment the weather changes here in Norway. I could just give you weather reports and every 10 minutes it'd be different. So, but you don't much care about the weather in Norway, and I don't blame you. The weather back home, I understand, is very July 4th like. And I guess that's good. And I've been hearing from folks. We had one fella on the trip from Fezzeden. From Fezzeden, Wells County. And he talked about he had a little electronic thing on his phone, so he was watching the rain every day, and he was up to about 3 inches over the 10 days or so that we were tracking that with him. So sounds like we got some rain back in some key places, and that's good news. And now going to be a little hot, and we get all that. We're brought to you on the program by the University of Mary today on the program. You know, the University of Mary is partnering with a lot of businesses doing a whole lot of good. And you know what? You can be your own business if you want. In fact, you know, working adults that want to further their education, looking for solid value for their money, need a flexible program that's affordable from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence, and that's the University of Mary. Flexible, affordable means something. Flexibility, choosing your program. Programs offered online, on-site, or a blend of the two. And affordability means something, too. That means their costs are truly competitive. Transparency says no hidden fees. Many of the programs that features tuition, it's actually locked in. So at the University of Mary, support means that our faculty members are invested in your success and working with you throughout your entire program. So some businesses doing it to partner and make their employees, offer their employees a better deal, a better benefits package, and to improve and grow and excel in that company. And if not, if you don't have that available to you, do it yourself. And value means a world-class education at an affordable price. You'll find it. That's the bottom line at umary.edu/online. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program. Okay, let's see here. Let me go to a question from a texter. This is from Adam. Adam says, two-part question for Senator Cramer. Are you familiar with geoengineering? And if so, does Congress have any plans to outlaw the practice before it irrevocably alters the climate system? I think the UN already has plans to do so.
I guess I'm familiar with it. First of all, Adam, I think you said texted it. So, just for folks, geoengineering is climate engineering, and it's not small things. It's referring to sort of these large, I think they come large scale efforts to re-engineer the climate, if you will, and the goals are basically to deal with or to try to minimize the effects or reduce the effects of climate change, at least somewhat temporarily. And there's some concern about it, and I get the sense that Adam's one of the people concerned. So just as an example, one of the technologies that they talk about, maybe one that we're maybe a little more familiar with, carbon dioxide removal, and that's, you know, if it comes up with systems that sort of suck carbon out of the atmosphere on a massive scale. So you need, you know, whether it's planting things that do that or mechanical methods, feeding the ocean, I think, is one of the things that they've talked about. But there's even like earth radiation management that you know, readjust or reflect radiation back into space. Solar radiation management, solar radiation management reflects sunlight back into space, and you need like orbiting mirrors and things like that. Now, his question is, do we have any plans as Congress to outlaw it? And the reason he's probably asking that is because there are concerns that, you know, do you really mess with Mother Earth this way? Do you only take this creation and try to do something so large scale that might have a detrimental effect in the long run while it might have some short-term benefits? I don't know of any bills or legislation to do that right now, and I'm a little surprised to hear that the UN is considering doing that, because of my sense of the United Nations is this. You know, they'd be more likely to engage in it than they would be to oppose it. But I've not studied it very thoroughly, to be fair. But you know, I'm somewhat familiar with it, and you've just learned everything I know about it, probably.
Did you hear anything during President Trump's whirlwind trip, Japan, the G20, and then over to South Korea and North Korea, that is, you believe, worthy of this absolute meltdown that the left, the Democrats, the liberals, the mainstream media are having?
Well, I don't even listen to the left and the mainstream media anymore, because meltdown is what they're always all about, and there's nothing that Donald Trump could do or say that they wouldn't criticize roundly. Just as an example, let's just go just prior to the trip, and the fact that he chose not to strike Iran. All of the people who are opposed to striking Iran with anything military criticized him for not doing it soon enough, or for appearing weak because he didn't strike Iran. I mean, their heads are spinning with conflict and what is it we're supposed to be for and against, because whatever he does, they have to be against, and it sometimes takes them a while to catch up to that, because they're driven by their hatred for him. That's so obvious. I mean, you know, I've noticed that a couple of the presidential candidates almost breathless in trying to figure out whether or not they're supposed to be for or against him talking to Kim Jong-un, for example. On the one hand, they want a peaceful resolution to the Korean Peninsula and denuclearization of North Korea. On the other hand, they don't want him talking to dictators because somehow it demeans America's position in the world. And they just, again, they go back and forth talking on both sides of their mouth at the same time, running out of breath. Their heads are spinning, trying to decide, you know, what side to be on. He got President Xi re-engaged, obviously, in trade discussions with China without giving up a thing. He could have done what every other president before him's done, and that is talk tough for a while, cave to whatever they want to do, call it a deal, good, bad, or otherwise, and have favorable stock market response for a couple of days and say, look what a good boy I am. And instead, he holds his feet to the fire. Doesn't cave, gets him, you know, calls his bluff, brings him back to the negotiating table, had what appears to have been a very successful meeting with President Xi. And instead of celebrating that and appreciating that, the left just has to criticize it. And they have to wait for him to do it before they criticize it, because they have to wait for him to do or say something so that they can decide which side they're on, which has to be the side he's not on. And it's a travesty to watch, obviously, but you know, grateful for his leadership.
Take a call here, and we'll come back to that topic after this, but we welcome your calls, questions, comments for Kevin, as we always do in the Talk Radio Town Hall at 258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Go ahead and roll that call, Todd or Kevin, whoever's got it.
I'd like the opinion of Kramer, Hovind, and Armstrong on the bogus report released Friday by USDA that's trashed corn 40 cents in 2 days, and they're going to readdress it maybe 6 weeks from now. This needs to be today. Thank you.
All right. Senator Kramer?
So I guess I only caught about every other word there for a while, but I think he's talking about a USDA corn, must have been a corn forecast or something on Friday that brought, he said he crashed corn prices. So I have to see the report. I don't recall it from Friday what they were reporting, but maybe it was some rosy forecast for corn acres or corn yields or something. I don't know. I'd have to get more information. Maybe we'll learn something before we're done here.
All right, let's go to Dale on the road. Dale, you're next with Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, my theory on why the left, or the majority of the left, is fighting President Trump so bad. The majority of these people are globalists. They are out to destroy the United States. That's my opinion. Thank you.
So he makes a really important point, Scott, that I do think is worthy of discussion, and that is, do these people even like the United States of America? Because it seems that many of the things they aspire to aren't American, not the least of which is socialism, by the way. Socialism, the thing that has brought down more countries, the economic model that is Venezuela. I mean, what more do we want? I also find interesting these globalists, on the one hand, they despise Donald Trump for talking to Kim Jong-un, to, you know, negotiating with a terrorist, to welcoming discussions with Iran. And then on the other hand, they want normalized relations with Cuba. Now, how do you have those two positions? How can you talk, you know, those two positions when one dictator is somehow different than another dictator? And they aren't all the same. I don't want to oversimplify it either. But this is what I mean by they're confused by what position to even take. But the fact that they don't want a border, that means unbelievable. The abolishment of ICE, for example. This is one of the big issues between the two bills, the House bill and the Senate bill that we passed last week. And thankfully, finally, House Democrats, moderate House Democrats, stood up to Nancy Pelosi and said, enough of it is enough. Ocasio-Cortez is not the Speaker of the House, and we're not going to take it anymore. We're voting with the Republicans in the Senate, and we want to pass a bill that provides the humanitarian crisis some assistance at our border. Not denying that it exists, but this was another classic example of where Democrats tried to be on both sides of that issue for a couple of months, pretending that there wasn't a humanitarian crisis, saying it was manufactured, it was fake, it's exaggerated. There's nothing wrong at the border. We should just have wide open borders. These kids would be better off, you know, if they weren't in American custody or something. Crazy, crazy, crazy talk. And then when they get a chance to vote on something, they, instead of voting for aid, they vote to defund ICE and take away much of ICE's authority and flexibility. But fortunately for us, some moderate Democrats stood up to Nancy Pelosi in the last week and said, nope, we need this aid at the border now. And these children are more important than our political agenda.
Yeah, and is it accurate that the quote-unquote cages or the, you know, detention systems for children and all of that were implemented during the Obama years?
Oh, yeah, they were. That's all. A lot of that was fiscal year 2015, including the policies. Including the policies that attract them. So yeah, and then that separate when these quote cages, as they call them. And I just hate when they refer to these things as cages. They were approved under Obama. Yes, they are chain link fence. Yes, they do. They do create border, if you will, to keep children safe and to keep them from direct interaction with other adult people. Now that's something we normally applaud in this country when we protect children. There was just a recent case that was identified of a 6-month-old child that was purchased for $85,000 from a family in Central America to be a prop to come here. So the cages are not to keep children in, it's to protect children, and they're not cages, they're chain link fence facilities. And the money that we provided now with this bill will go to help have much better facilities and better care.
One more segment to go. Questions or comments for Senator Cramer, welcome. We're going to answer your questions that have come in about the border and the update on how that's going. next when we come back.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah,
awesome. A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Day, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who have been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to, not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, the number 612-554-4804.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums now for $69.98, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Quick math, $34.99 a pillow, and this is the premium pillow. In other words, you don't walk into a big box store and find one there. Those are called a standard. It's a different pillow altogether. It's not the premium. Premium is the best. That's tops, and you only get it from us, and right now at the lowest price ever. This is a MyPillow.com offer, so you go there and you do the promo code Scott to get the price. Or you call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT, and that'll get you there. All right, right there. Friday, when we were on the program, Kevin, before the Talk Radio Town Hall Hour, we did a little contest. We asked somebody that is committed to not voting for Trump, in other words, already against Trump, to talk about what they see in the way of a positive, you know, what attracts them to any of the other Democratic candidates. And we offered to give away my pillows for anybody that came on and just had a conversation with us. We didn't want to argue with anybody or anything. We just want to kind of understand, well, who do you like, right? You don't like Trump, okay. Which one of these do you like and why? How many pillows do you think we gave away?
I'd like to say zero, but, you know, some people do anything for one of those pillows, and they ought to because they're great.
Not here. Zero. You know, we had a couple people kind of pander for the pillow. They were trying. They were saying, well, I'm going to vote for Trump. I like Trump, but, you know, here's what I like about this guy. They said, no. It's got to be that. I mean, yeah, funny. So I don't know. So next time you see the president, let him know his numbers are going up in North Dakota. So he's doing well. Speaking of which, he deputized you to do a deep dive, as he called it, you told us, on the situation with the Corps of Engineers. We get a lot of calls from listeners that, throughout the week saying, okay, how's that going? And hurry up. And I know how easy it is to hurry things up in the swamp, but what give us the latest.
Yeah, it's a good question, actually. So what we did do, and by the way, just so you know, the president did encourage me to do that, but we were already underway in doing that very thing, so it was great to have his backing on it. So we did request, here's what we requested. We requested all of the RFPs, requests for proposals, and the requests for bids on building the border wall, and then requested all of the, you know, the awards and how, you know, whys and whatnot. What we ended up, and we did get, what we got back was the summary of each of those requests, a summary of the outcomes without the raw data. So in other words, we got the agency, the Corps of Engineers, spin on it, if you will. And I shouldn't even just call it spin, but their rationale for why they chose a particular company to build a particular part of the wall. And that's not what I asked for. As you know, I asked for the specifics. I said, no, I want. And so we've gone back to them and said, thank you very much, but we need more. We want the raw data. I want to see what the request was for and what each of the bidders proposed. And then, you know, who got the award, and then perhaps the why becomes important. And so we're still waiting. We're still pushing, asking for more specific detail on it. But even the summaries give us some indication. I mean, for example, there was one recent project awarded for $21 million or $21.5 million per mile. It was not quite a sole source, but practically a sole source deal. One of these 43-mile, you know, emergency deals, and where they were able to do an expedited process, and they oftentimes use an expedited process, which allows them to sort of avoid some of the other checks and balances, if you will, of price and whatnot. And so inadequate numbers, inadequate information, good to as far as it went, but we need more. So that's where we are, and we're kind of in the middle of it, pushing hard now for more information.
Tommy Fisher told us last week that there was a new round of bids, $5 billion, and they were left off the preferred vendor list, even though they're on another preferred vendor list, left off to one this time because their plan was to do things more efficiently and get ahead of the game a little bit, if you will, to be quicker in putting in the wall. So he said, essentially, you know, we're too fast for them. They didn't like our efficiency, so they bounce us. I mean, people hear that and they want to lose their mind. You know, like what is going on with our bureaucracy here? Is the procurement, is that just a procurement thing? Is that a vendetta against Fisher? What would you say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I need to research it more. I am familiar with the circumstance and situation. We've looked at some other claims similar to that, and there's oftentimes another issue or two that's in the mix that we don't hear about initially. But, yeah, I think a lot of it is exactly that. I think a lot of it is too good to be true. Scott, what I see from the bureaucracy and the Corps of Engineers is just one of many that I see it. The cost of things is more. The tolerance of long timing is more. The silos that they do things in is I think restrictive. Their tolerance for time is probably one of the greatest frustrations to me. I'm just going to give you one example. And you know, there may be local people listening that could be offended by this. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever told you this story on the air, but you know, I am going. My office in Bismarck is going to be the same office it has been for the last 6 years. The very same office, corner suite, third floor, up in the federal building. I had to move out after the election to move back in, or I had to move out right after the election to move back in after I get sworn in. I haven't been able to move back in yet, and it's July. The same building, the same office space, Scott, because the General Services Agency and the Sergeant at Arms of the Senate, they do one thing at a time, and they don't even plan for the next thing till the one thing is done. And it's, I just think a lot
of people. Can you fix that?
I'm going to spend my career doing everything I can to do it. I'm calling myself the bureaucrat buster. I've had it.
Yeah, there you go. Fix it. All right, I love it. We'll see you next week. Actually, we won't. I will talk.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Everyone is welcome.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to the Bakken Tour as well this July. Hop the bus with us and see the Bakken firsthand, plus Branson. Six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.